is the Education Report in Special English. Common Sense Media is a nonprofit group in the United States that studies children's use of media and technology. The group has done a survey asking teachers about the effects of their students' use of entertainment media. Entertainment media was defined as the TV shows, music, video games, texting, social networks, apps, and other technology that students use for fun. Many teachers said they believe media use has hurt academic performance, which in some cases was already not very strong. Vicki Rideout wrote the report for Common Sense Media.
We had merely 4 out of 10 saying their students were just fair or poor at reading, at verbal communication, at math, and at science. And more than that, saying their students were only fair or poor at writing. So we need to make sure that everything kids are doing is helping to accelerate progress and not impeding it.
The survey involved 685 teachers around the country in kindergarten through 12th grade. They included both new and experienced teachers and teachers in high and low income areas. 71% of the teachers said they believe students' use of entertainment media has reduced their ability to pay attention in class. And almost 60% said it has hurt their writing skills. Many teachers said they believe their students' media use has also hurt their social development. The report says the biggest problem that teachers identified in the survey was the impact on students' sexualization. Many teachers think media use has negatively affected students' ideas about relationships between boys and girls, as well as their attitudes toward parents and teachers. Many also believe media use encourages aggression and antisocial behavior. Teachers who describe themselves as uncomfortable with new technologies were more likely than other teachers to see harmful effects of media use on social development. But not all effects of media use were seen as bad. Almost 2/3 of teachers said it has helped their students' ability to find information quickly and efficiently. And 1/3 said using entertainment media has helped their students to multitask effectively. Only 25% said it has hurt them. Teachers who considered themselves tech-savvy were more likely than others to see a benefit to students' creativity from their use of entertainment media. Vicki Rideout says teachers accept that the way students spend their time and how they like to learn has changed.
It's not to say that we're against the new media, that we shouldn't pursue it vigorously and embrace it, but that we should do it consciously and mindfully so that we're aware of what we might be giving up, where we might be sacrificing certain things in exchange for the benefits that the new media are bringing us.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. I'm Faith Lapidus.